I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All the other food, meat, fish, vegetables were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history. And this is what I think is still hurting me. See, we're like a child that's been battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened. Still feels all the painful feelings, but they lose contact with the memory. And this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running, and in its worst form becomes actual killing. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering then grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. There was no famine, was no famine.
There was no famine,
there was no famine. American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine, but what they don't say is in the truth. There never really was one. Was no famine.
There was no famine.
There never really was one. Take responsibility for destruction that it's caused, for its empire and now Commonwealth. They left us uninformed, and we are lost, like the reality of our history, like decades of land we invade, not just killing, crushing culture, taking away identity and heritage, tradition and music, therefore love, confidence and understanding about who you are and where you're from and what you're made of. It's essential that we educate. There's blood on hands and guilt at stake. England needs a hug. It's backed itself into a corner like a scared dog. If we can learn the truth with compassion and understanding, we can move forward, and then we can learn not to pass on our trauma. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
it's not called the Great Famine anymore. There was nothing great about it. It's called Ungurtamor, which was in English translated as the Big Hunger.